Hey, podcast here. Frank Sasso here from New Pod City. Just want to let you know, August 3rd to the 6th, August 3, 4, 5, and 6 of 2021, we will be heading down to Nashville, Tennessee for the Podcast Movement 2021. If you want to come and join us in Nashville, Tennessee, August 3rd to the 6th, 2021, you can go to podcastmovement.com, buy your tickets, and be sure to type in New Pod City to receive a 30% discount off your ticket. That's right, New Pod City, all one word, no spaces, to receive a 30% discount right off your ticket price. We look forward to seeing you down there. Sasso out.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trent Waves, welcome back, Podcastia. Welcome back. Anything you'd like to chime in anytime?
I'm waiting for you.
I'm just saying hello to Podcastia.
Okay.
Hi, Podcastia.
Okay, first rule of Trent Waves. You don't speak unless spoken to. I will now mute your mic. Okay? The microphone is now muted. We will join. He will join us later. Our guest.
Uh-huh.
Right now,
that's not how you treat a guest.
Well, hey.
Oh, that's right. He's not a guest.
He's not a guest.
He's family.
He's family. He's podcast family, and he's still talking with no mic. He's still talking. He insists on being heard. Dude, calm down. You're going to be talking in a minute. Just hang on a second.
He must be heard.
Podcast. He wants to hear from Christina and Frank. All right.
Yes.
Last couple shows have been pretty outrageous.
Really?
Well, Rich and Tim Unleashed. Unleashed indeed.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are on fire. Remember when they came in?
Of course.
Yeah. They were a little outrageous. Let me tell you, that Tim, he's getting on my nerves.
Really?
Oh. Rich, I love Rich. I could do Rich all day. Tim? No.
Why? What's the difference?
Rich is a very, very calm, mild-mannered, patient individual.
Right.
Tim is not.
Oh.
Tim is very loud. He's
maybe
very
he's
crass.
Very much like you. That's why you don't like him.
Maybe. That's
not that
the
you
point.
Don't
that's,
like him. I'm sorry.
That's
not
point.
That you don't like him. You that's, love him. I'm just saying he gets on your nerves. Now you can know how the rest of the world.
Well, that's besides the point.
Now you know how we feel.
I don't need another Frank.
Okay. Competition. Okay.
No, it's not competition. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
Now you know how we feel. Again. He doesn't.
I like the voice in the
background. Listen, stepchild. All right, let's say we get into it.
Yes.
With this episode.
Let's begin.
Because no one is seeing this coming. I'm telling you right now. We have the incomparable today. He's with us today. He's the host of the 90-10 rule, which is on the New Pod City Podcast Network. It's a show about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And this show started off with something that he did not. The way this show goes today, the 90-10 rule,
yes.
It's not a show that Anthony Miller designed it to be. It became its own thing.
Well, that's what happens.
That's exactly
they
what
evolve happens. Organically.
I try and tell these guys that they don't want to listen to me.
But
it's okay. Again, didn't introduce you yet.
Okay.
The show has a life of its own. It wants to be itself.
Right.
It cannot contain it.
Let it evolve into being. It tells you what you need it to be. The other thing is, this episode is a very special episode. Just like the Rich and Tim Unleashed show, this is similar, where we are going to be launching officially the 90-10 rule on the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Ooh.
At the end of this episode, you're going to hear an episode from the 90-10 rule with host Anthony Miller.
Two for the price of one.
There you go. So without further ado, we bring you the incorrigible host of the 90-10 rule, Mr. Anthony Miller is with us today. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, future rulers. What's up? My future rulers.
Hey, you leave Podcastia alone, okay?
Join the family.
Introducing them to the 90-10 rule.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You look very spiffy today. Is that a new shirt?
No, it's a work shirt. I didn't take it off when I came to the studio.
I still see the fold lines in it.
Yeah. Work 9-to-5 real life person just didn't take it off yet.
Oh, there you go.
You have a great speaking voice.
Thank you.
It's very sexy.
It goes up and down. I noticed that. Like I can go Barry White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
And then
which you do a lot on the 90-10 rule.
Right. And then I notice when I'm editing, like I get excited and it sounds really high. It's weird. And I hate that.
Dude, there's a lot of, you're very, very critical of yourself.
Oh, yeah. My wife says I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, that's like you. You're yeah. Frank, you.
Yeah, so you and I get along, not like you and Pete.
Or Pete. No, Pete.
The guy you were just talking about earlier, Tim.
Well, Tim is like Frank, too, in an annoying way.
Oh, what? You hear that, Tim? We love you, buddy.
Is that the two comedians, like they had to do the show
yeah,
with their Tim, little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, Rich yeah, and Tim
I,
Unleashed.
Yeah, yeah, I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard
Tim McRae, Rich Hopkins. And yeah. Rich Hopkins is actually doing a spinoff podcast called Hoppy Days. It's about home beer brewing.
Oh, wow.
Hoppy Days, which we'll be getting into that soon.
Yeah, that's
enough.
Yeah, that's a lot of, yeah.
Are you a beer person? Do you like beer?
I just like regular beer.
Okay, lately, not the craft stuff.
Well, yeah,
what, like what are
flavored
you like?
Beer.
Budweiser.
Like, no, not that cheap, no.
Coors Light?
No, I like Yingling.
Oh, Yingling's one like of my Yingling? Favorites.
I used to like Yingling until my palate matured.
Oh, please.
You to know. Flavored beer? That's a that's
no,
a
no,
mature
no,
palate.
No. No, yeah. No.
Yes.
Yes. No.
I like Guinness, too.
Oh, God. You know what?
This Frank likes the dark beers. He likes the stouts. Like it, but not Guinness.
You don't like Guinness?
Unless I'm in Ireland, I'm not having Guinness. It's horrible.
Well, I don't know. I like not the kind that comes in a bottle, but it has to be the tap version. Like
oh, in the tap, yeah.
Yeah, that's very better. Different from the bottle. I don't know why.
On draft, you mean?
Yeah, right.
So
I don't know why.
It's basically out of a different. Bigger can.
I don't know, but it tastes
it's
very
fresher,
different. It tastes very different. It's like a whole
Guinness,
different beer.
You like Nitro?
Yes, that's the one.
You like Nitro?
Yes.
Then. Interesting.
Yeah. Not the stuff that comes in the bottle. Like it tastes totally different.
Next time we're out, if they have Guinness with Nitro,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Try
that.
Try it on draft. It has to be on draft.
Yes, right.
Yeah, you like anything Nitro? I don't like Nitro.
I don't like anything with Nitro. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it taste very different.
Imperial
yes, it's creamier.
Imperial
yes, it's very
stouts.
Creamy.
I'm not crazy about those on Nitro. They're too boozy.
I love creamy. I'm sorry. I love Imperial stouts. But I don't like Nitro anything.
All right, let's get
anyway,
into the show.
Anyway, back
here.
To
so,
this show.
No, I don't like those styles.
Preambling.
No experience with them.
That's even a word. Anthony, Christine has a question for you.
Yes.
What on your journey of life has brought you to Trenton?
Well, I was born here.
Ah.
Well, I was born the next town over. No, actually, I was born in Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from the family lure, I guess, I lived in Trenton for the first 4 years of my life.
Okay.
So I was born in North Trenton and was raised in West Trenton.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Went away to New York, went to NYU.
Oh, really?
Spent a short period of time in Georgia, in Atlanta. Traveled a great deal during my corporate career all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally came back to be a starving artist in New York.
Oh.
And then I was going to be the next Black Spielberg. When I graduated from NYU
really?
Film School.
Wait. Ah. You were going to be the next Black Spielberg?
Right. I guess the first Black Spielberg, not the next.
The first.
Who was the first Black Spielberg?
Yeah, right. I know. Me.
And you were going to be the next
I
one as well.
Be the next one to me, right.
Okay.
Did Spielberg go to NYU?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't think he did.
California
when were you at NYU?
In the 90s.
Ooh. Oh, so was I.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I was not in the film program.
Yeah.
You were in the theater program.
Yes. So when I became a starving artist, I had to get a regular job again.
Aww.
And then I got a part-time consulting gig with the state of New Jersey. Mm. And then probably within 6 months, because of my corporate career, I took over the IT department in where I was working part-time.
Oh, okay.
And I had not planned to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But fate stepped in, met my wife, who worked at the same place for the state of New Jersey.
What did she do?
Her gig is health education.
Oh, it wasn't like you were her boss.
No. I was in the IT unit. She was totally something else. No, we didn't. I had to support her for her IT needs at the time.
Ah.
Then I supported her with other needs later.
Really?
Yeah.
Hence the 90-10 rule.
Oh. Hence the 90-10 rule. Right.
Mm-hmm. How did you like living in New York?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved
it. What was
it
about it that you loved?
Just the energy, the flavor, the vibe, the people, you name it. You know,
did you live in New York City?
I kind of lived all over because I was in school. So most of my time was in the Village.
Okay.
But I have family who lived in Midtown.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, what part of the Village?
Was that the West Village? Where NYU
West
was?
Village, really?
Yeah.
That's you lived there for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's very a great spot to live.
Is NYU in West Village? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's West Village. West 4th Street, that whole area.
What, the NYU? Yeah. It does have other satellite things, but I haven't been into the city for a while, so I know the characters changed a little bit, but.
Is that where Washington Square Park is?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
By the Waverly.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's West Village.
Yeah, that's where I was. I haven't been to the city either in a long time.
Yeah.
The 8th Street Playhouse.
Yes.
I think that was East 8th Street.
No, it's on 8th Street.
Yeah.
It's between 6th Avenue and 5th Avenue.
That's not east?
Well, the dividing line is 5th Avenue.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. 8th Street had a place called Poster Mat.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
And they said they were on East 8th Street. I remember that address. Mm-hmm.
When did you guys leave New York?
2003.
So when did you leave Trenton to go to West Trenton?
When I was four years old.
Do you remember that?
Yes, that's when I met James.
Really? Ooh.
Oh, okay. Now, you're talking about James. James Peoples, you're referring to, who's the host of the IF podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Infinitely Focused. That's what IF stands for.
Right. Yes.
Another New Pod City podcaster. You've known James since you were 4 years old?
Since I was 4 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
I had him on the show a couple weeks ago.
On 90/10.
On the 90/10. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about him. And I introduced him as one of my longest friends, you know, not in age, but then I thought about it. I'm thinking.
In what, width?
No. In length of years, not his age.
My longest friend's not in age. Not in years.
Well, years in inches, knowing him, but I meant his age. I mean, his age.
Because he has older friends.
Right, exactly. I've actually known him as a friend longer than anybody in my life.
Wow.
Other than family or something.
Mm-hmm. So like 50 years.
I'm not going to.
Seriously, you know him for about 50 years. We got to admit to it. You know him for about 50 years.
Okay.
He doesn't want to say ages. You have to
put my business out there, friend.
Oh, what's age? Come on.
It's just a number.
It's a number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You look great. You sound great.
Yeah. Look great, sound great. Mm-hmm.
So this, everything else is irrelevant.
Everything else is
irrelevant. It's all irrelevant.
So I have a question about 90/10 rule.
Mm-hmm.
What does the name mean? 90/10.
You have to listen to the episode.
Oh.
Actually, there's kind of like two episodes. We didn't talk about it for like the first 20 episodes.
Really? The pilot episode? We don't discuss
it? Well, I'm sorry. Well, the pilot, yeah, we did talk about it.
Yeah.
I just kind of forget about the pilot. That was the first one I did with you. So I guess I kind of forget about that.
Gee, thanks. Wow, Anthony.
But you know what? When you mentioned it, it made me think, how, like you said in the beginning, how evolved the podcast has changed.
Yeah.
Like probably what I had envisioned doing the pilot is just so out the window now. It's just totally, like you said, it's taken a life on its own.
Yeah, it totally evolved. It really has evolved. Yeah. It's very, very cool.
The notion of 90/10 means I go out with my buddies and I complain about my wife and the guys are bitching about their spouses.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Not you. You're the only guy I know. So I would complain that my wife moves my stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why do you move my stuff all the time? You move my stuff all day long, all the time. All my stuff is in your way. So I ask her, my stuff only takes up 10% of the place. Your stuff takes up 90% of the house. And your 90% is never in my way. I look through it. I walk around it. I sit next to it. It's never in my way. But my 10% is always in your way.
Yes.
All the time. Every day, all day long. Yes. So that's where that came from. So
What's with that? Is that something that witnesses to you? Can you speak about that?
Absolutely. As a woman, you have your stuff in the places, like whether it's decor or it's like, you know, like maybe it's something like your laundry that you know you're going to put that away or you know that goes there. But then when it's your stuff, it's like, this stuff is just in my way. Is it ever going to move? I'm going to tell them to move it.
Right.
2 weeks later, it's still there. Mm, why exactly. is this stuff here?
Right. It's in the way. So the episode that's titled the 90/10 rule, we had Coco.
Yeah. Talk to my wife about that.
Yeah. Coco was cuckoo loco. And it had not just coming from me. I love you, Coco. You know that. I love you as you're listening. I love you. But I've had other people who call me once they heard the episode. What's up with Coco? Mm. Coco just out there. But she validated what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Like his stuff, her husband's or fiance, whoever it was at the time, because they were in transition.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting ready to get married. And like all his stuff, it was just like you said, I've told you to move it. It's in the way. Blah, 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 blah. It's the exact same situation.
It's just how it is.
Right.
Because the house and the home is our, for the most part, I'm not going to say every woman is like that, but it's our place. It's where we've made our little nest and where we're comfortable and where we like that picture.
But can we have 10% of the nest? Can we have 10%?
We allow you to stay in our space.
Yeah.
Okay. But can we... Can we sublet 10% of the nest?
Sublet it.
Frank has a dresser with five drawers.
Exactly.
Yes, I do.
Can he have a chair? That's what they call it.
I have a chair.
You have
a chair.
You have
a chair.
You have two chairs.
I have two chairs.
You have the chair that reclines, and you have your office chair.
Right.
You also have the chair by the fireplace. There's one is yours.
What's the chair that I sit in?
And you also have a little bit of closet space in the attic.
In the attic. closet space in the attic.
You may have a lever. Right. And that's like.
I have a rail.
Right.
I have half a rail.
That's what happened to Coco's boyfriend or husband or whatever. He had a man cave, but she designed everything in the man cave. So it's really not his man cave.
Yeah. Well.
She says that's where he spends his time. All right. Well, it's just another room that you control. He just happens to sit in that room. It's not his.
I'm okay with the man. What do you like? Guy Town.
Guy Town. I don't like man cave.
Okay. You're okay with Guy Town.
Guy Town.
But I would like to design Guy Town.
Why?
You can design Guy
Town. You're like Coco.
Let me tell you why I think that. I'm okay with it because she has an incredible sense of design and I don't.
And I would confer with you.
She would.
I would say, what colors do you like? Do you like, you know, I know you want superheroes all over.
But you put girly stuff there.
No.
I don't need girly stuff. I get to see a naked woman in my house every single day. Why do I need pinups of girls?
Well, I don't mean pinups of girls. I mean like decor feminine stuff.
He means
wanted pink. To put up girly stuff.
No.
Like girl pinups.
No, she would. Yeah. If she's designing the room, she's going to design it what women would like.
No, not her. No.
No, she's really good.
I would design it for him. Like it would be Batman. It would be like, I was trying to make it very like.
She designed my office.
Like the Batcave.
Black walls. With stainless steel strips on the seams of where the black wood is on the walls.
Oh, they're dark blue now.
Well, now it's dark blue, but still very, very masculine.
Is this giving me an idea for an episode?
Okay. Mm. Very masculine. Very, very cool. I feel very much at peace in there when I work at home.
So I bet Chris is a very good gift giver.
Oh, yeah.
See, and that's what I'm thinking of the episode. I'm an extremely good
She agonizes over stuff.
You must be a good listener then.
Very much so. Yeah. So what the point is, like most people give gifts for what they like or they want you to have or what they
that they like. Yeah, right.
That they like. No, right. I'm just the opposite. I know you. Mm-hmm. I know you.
Yeah.
And I could hate it.
Right.
Think it's, you know. But if I know you love it, I'm going to get you what you like.
Right. She's giving me gifts that I know she would never buy.
Exactly.
Never.
But you love it, so the gift is for you.
Right.
Most people aren't like that. A lot of people aren't like that.
The joy is in the giving and seeing that, like that person's happy with
it. I like giving a gift card. It's because I feel, you know what?
You're
get
good
what you
at
want.
Giving gifts. Frank's very good.
I'm
good
at giving
gifts.
You gifts.
Yes,
you.
Me.
That's it. That's pretty much it. Everyone else is getting a Visa card.
You don't listen to anybody.
I really
you
don't.
Have to be a good listener. You have to pay attention to
I
what
know,
the person.
I know. Look, you think I'd be better at this being a host of a show.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's it. You're supposed to be a good listener.
No, you're not a good listener.
Okay, next thing up for grabs. Will you please tell my wife the reason you got so upset with me the night that you had a guest on your show, and in between takes, I was giving her some friendly advice that she was asking me for.
It was not friendly advice. Oh, my God. I thought he was a different person.
Did she ask for the advice?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, she did.
No.
I thought you were a good listener.
No, she didn't. I don't recall her asking for the advice. Maybe she did.
She did.
She wanted us to chime in. Yeah, she did. Yeah, I recall that. Yeah, okay. She said she wanted us to chime in.
Okay.
But he was so...
Why don't you lay out the what the foundation of it was first before you give your opinion on how I was.
So it was a typical guest. Mm-hmm. And Anina's one of my favorite guests. I hope she keeps coming back forever. Podcastia, I have a woman, 90% of the time, I have a woman guest. We play the yin and the yang. You know, I play the devil's advocate from the male's perspective on whatever the topic we're talking about. You know, she'll take the woman's point of view and I'll take the man's point of view.
Got it.
So this particular episode, and I don't even recall what the episode was about, but we got into a discussion about this guy that she just started dating.
Okay.
And I think it was probably like an online dating episode. Mm-hmm. Scorpio Man. Right.
Scorpio Man. That's his name.
So she met him online. She hadn't met him.
Okay.
She met him online and she really, really liked him. But Frank saw these red flags in their relationship.
Oh, okay.
And I did too, because as a man, we saw, because she's a little younger than us, so we kind of saw what was going on.
All right.
But she was, you could tell she was very happy and joyful about this new budding relationship.
Gotcha.
And Frank just killed it, man. He just butchered it. And I'm like, Frank, stop. What are you doing? You're killing it. I mean, she was almost in tears.
Oh,
she was so disappointed.
Yes, she was. She was extremely disappointed because she could, you could tell the joy.
You deflated her.
Oh, my God.
And what did I say to her that she should not be doing?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. You just remember I deflated it.
Well, I mean, you were basically saying, like, kick him to the curb. He was, you know, worth nothing, but.
Well, wait. I have a question. How is she now?
Well, but if you follow the next episode that her and I had, you'll find out what happened to Scorpio Man.
Ooh, there's a lot of intrigue here. Now we want to watch
that. And at the end of the episode, it almost made me cry.
I got to listen to these.
The 90-10 Rule is a good show. I got to say, it's a good show. Yeah. It's a good show. Yeah, so I was just telling her about her worth as a woman.
Yes.
Not to get into any details.
That's my big song, too.
But I was just getting into the into her about the worth of a woman, how much she's worth. She's the prize. She should be pursued. She's blah, blah, blah.
And I agreed with all that.
Right.
Right.
But like my wife tells me, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Ah.
She seemed very encouraged to me.
She was very deflated. What do you mean?
I love the
pursuit. Because she couldn't go and have sex with him?
No, she had already had phone. Yeah, she already had phone sex.
Yeah. This is coming back.
Oh, she already had it. Right.
Remember?
And then she was wondering why the guy wasn't calling her back or something.
I'm saying, that was a total, we shouldn't tell anybody.
All right, listen, podcasting, don't say anything to anybody.
Just go listen.
Don't repeat any of this to anybody. Just go listen to 9-10.
But she was very deflated. She was almost in tears. She really, like I tell, she was trying to fight. She was. She like crushed her. I mean, and he's yelling, and I'm yelling at him, Frank, stop. Frank, what are you doing? And then he's yelling at me. I don't care. And I told him, Chris, I'm going to call Chris. I don't know who you are. What are you doing?
And I would say she'll be right on my side.
No, I'm not on your side when you're mean or you're
Don't believe what he's saying. Because the way he's making this look like is like I'm some kind of tyrant, some kind of monster.
Argument, and I said, I'm going to call Chris. You remember that.
And what did I say?
I don't care. Call
her. I said, call her. Exactly. Well, she's totally going to be on my side.
Is all of this on the podcast?
No, unfortunately, that would have been great. We got to keep that record button going at all times.
I know, all time great stuff.
There was some great stuff that's not recorded.
I mean, that argument extended like after that show. Like the next time I talked to him for like a week, I'm like, Frank,
we were still talking about
it. Because I had seen like this person that Frank turned into. I didn't know who it was. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's a nice, kind, caring guy. I mean, he was like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Wow.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit.
No.
That's first of all, you weren't even here. I'm telling you.
No.
It was my typical song.
Times. I even went home and told my wife. I'm like, Frank just went off. He freaked out. That's like, that's not the guy I know. Listen. See, my voice is getting high now.
Where'd Barry White go? Now you're Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right, now it's
Barry
White.
There are times when I want to kick Frank, and I do.
Yes.
Kick him under the table, or I pinch him like,
Yeah. I've been practicing a lot of grace and mercy lately.
Good.
Seriously.
Good.
I'm just saying, that was a while ago, too. Mm-hmm. But Nina's been back. Nina's been great.
But now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because you just went up, and I told him, went up one side of her and came down the other.
Okay.
Maybe that affected her ultimate demise. I don't know. I told it now.
Her ultimate demise? She didn't die.
No, the relationship demise.
Oh.
Because after she spoke to him, you know, you listed episode.
Good.
Right,
I'm glad it happened then. Right. I know you are.
Well, here my take on that is like women are way too easy. They give away too much, too easy. Like men like to pursue. Men are hunters. And
I agree.
If you sit there in the middle of the woods and you don't even let the hunter chase you.
But I don't know how all that works, that reality that you just explained. Right. I don't know how all that works today.
I'm not saying it should be
in
a
this,
game.
You know, online dating world.
I think it's just like.
I'm learning. Like the swipe right group, that's what the.
The what?
The swipe right.
Oh, I've generation. Heard that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But the last three.
It's Tinder.
Yes.
Isn't it Tinder?
Right, yeah. They go on the online sites and they swipe on the phone. When they select somebody or something.
There's a group called Swipe Right.
That's what they call them. That's the
because I think when I'm not sure now if you whichever way you swipe means a yes or no.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, you're looking at pictures of guys and you go no.
Right. You would be horrible at that.
No. But also
if you had the online date today, you would be you'd be single.
I'd be single. Because I'm not
first of all, whole right left thing. That alone.
But it's just a very interesting and strange phenomenon to me.
Yeah.
And like I think three episodes in a row. Unplanned, the subject just kept coming up, and it's just weird to me.
I do know that, like, even friends of mine who are not of that generation, like millennials and younger, a few of them have met their either husbands or serious.
Yeah, no, I've met. I know older people who are not, and right, they do it. I'm sure they probably do it differently than the younger guys do it, but
But it's even so like, especially now, like when you can't go to a bar, or, right. Well, not that that's the greatest place to meet anybody, but people are really wary of like talking to people
right.
in person. How are you going to meet people?
Thing. I would be wary of talking to this fool online that I don't know anything about because they don't present themselves. Right. That's the thing. They right. present this.
Yeah. How do you really who even really know who you're talking to?
Exactly.
Because eventually you're going to meet up. I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that was Nina's fault. Mm-hmm. Problem, not her fault. But mm-hmm. when she met him.
Mm-hmm. That was her issue.
I don't have a problem with meeting someone online for someone else. And it's a way, but then you need to really do your due diligence, yeah. like, and not investigate them, but at least like,
no, you
don't
do.
Fall for
I
everything.
Would, I do a background check.
You do?
Well, maybe that too.
I would totally do that.
In this day
but
age.
I think that's normal out there. Like, so people do. That's yeah. like, yeah. after they talk to them three times, like, all right, let me just check yeah. this person out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, if you think there's younger. Something, no,
I would
no.
even say to the person, listen, not. I'm going to check you out. And if you don't like that, then let's just end it right
but that,
here.
That probably wouldn't offend anybody. That's a millennial. They mm. think they think that's normal.
That would be normal. Yeah. yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. Oh my gosh. I don't think I would be able to survive as a human being no, if I was growing up now.
And that's what I'm learning on the show. Because mm. I like to have younger women on and they mm. tell me, I like learn all this stuff. I think I'm going to be teaching these younger women stuff. And I'm mm. the one learning like yeah. every week. And it's just so weird. You're right. Like I couldn't survive.
Insane.
I couldn't be a teacher today.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. You'd get fired.
I would be fired.
Yeah. Why?
Because the whole like teaching online and like,
but why would you be fired?
Because I would not be prepared. I would walk into my class like first after the
your
first
class
year,
is your living room, right? You take it from home, right?
She has a hard enough time getting onto a board meeting.
I like
with Zoom.
I like drawing on the blackboard. I like seeing the children or teenagers in front of me. I don't like trying to like organize technology and how yeah, do they get
whole,
their papers?
Right, right. That's
all. What do I have to email
oh,
them?
God.
Ooh.
Oh, right. Baby, right. There would be a nightmare.
Do I have to type
you.
Everything up?
I'm so glad
yeah.
you are not a teacher right now.
Oh, I'd be crying. I was crying then.
You were but, crying then, getting
yes,
out of bed
yes.
to go
no,
to work.
I have several friends that are teachers, and it's a very trying time.
Oh, my goodness. So I have many friends. Many of my friends are teachers, or were.
A lot of people probably say, oh, yeah, so it's easy now. You stay at home and do it. No.
I think there's way more prep time and way more.
How do you know if a kid is cheating? You could have his phone in one hand and have the laptop in the other. You could just be looking up answers in Google on his left hand out of the way of the camera.
I wouldn't even care.
But I think it's worse. It's not the ones that are cheating. It's the ones who are lost, who can't manage the technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Or who have an adult that can help them manage it. They're just lost.
Because right. the parents aren't going to figure it
right,
out.
Right, exactly.
Unless
well,
they're
the
IT
parents
people.
Are working. How does a parent
that's
who's
the other
working
thing.
From
working.
Home,
oh.
like I have a friend who works from home. She has three children in three different grades.
Right.
How
that's like Lady
that?
D. That's why Lady D hasn't been back for a while because she's
oh,
working from
why?
Home and she has a, I think
a
9-year-old.
Oh wow, that's rough.
Wow.
Right, so she's a full time worker and now full time teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm
she
sorry.
Has to you know monitor him all day long.
I like what we do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really, seriously. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, you get on a Zoom meeting, whatever. But
so how did you decide that podcasting was something that you wanted to do?
Again, all serendipity. Talking to James. He told me he was real excited about his show.
Mm-hmm.
So when he told me about his show, and I'm just thinking like, well, I can do that. I can run my mouth about something. I'm very good at running my mouth, talking. And I'm thinking, all right, what should I talk about? And so that was one of the things too about the show. When I would go out with my buddies complaining about my wife, they would crack up laughing. I mean, like in stitches. And I'm like, am I funny? That wasn't a joke. I'm just telling you what happened. You know, mm-hmm. and they're cracking up. And this kept happening over and over again. And I said, wow, I got to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of serendipity, talking to James, maybe I should have a podcast about relationships and just talk about those differences between men and women. That
right,
seems
right.
to be funny. Everybody right. thinks it's fun.
That right. you're already doing.
That
friends.
I'm already doing
yeah.
with my friends. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So, and that, mm-hmm. that was the impetus around. Mm-hmm. Coming up with the 90-10 rule.
And one of his episodes is called Married Guys. He has the same guys that he hangs out
know,
with on the
right.
air.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different guys now.
Totally.
And he was so pissed that day.
Oh, because they were subdued. They
oh
weren't.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's like oh, I don't know who this guy Frank is. I don't know who these guys are. These are not the guys I hang out with.
Oh, my God. They pissed me off. I almost didn't air that episode.
Oh.
Because during the episode, I'm like, this is not the episode I wanted. And mm-hmm. Frank's like, no, this is great. And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like invasion of the body snatcher because those guys who were there, I didn't know who they were.
Mm.
I like they're just trying to put on for their wives when their wives hear the episode.
Right.
But it was a great episode. I just didn't envision that they would interact on the podcast the way they did. Right. And it just blew me for a loop. Mm-hmm. But I think it's one of our best episodes.
That one and the cheating episode.
Oh, yeah, the cheating one.
With Christina Sasso.
Yeah, with Christina. Fun. That's so hysterical.
I have got fan email about that episode about you. You know Chris? How do you know Chris? She was great on your episode. Are you emailing me about the 90-10 rule or are you emailing Chris?
Oh my goodness, that was so much fun. I'm just watching you and your friend and like these two were hatching this plan. Oh my god.
Yeah. He kept getting the code names wrong.
Right. Right. And that was early on when I started the podcast. So I'm planning how to do this. And he keeps saying the wrong name.
Dude, I think that was the turning point of your show right there.
Yeah, it was.
I think that started to define itself, that show right there.
That was
because, you know, you're introduced as the relationship guru, Anthony.
Right.
And you were the one that's lost most of the time.
Right.
I like pet peeves. Pet peeves I liked. I like being the judge on pet peeves.
But you know what? Pet peeves almost killed the show.
Why?
Because when my wife heard pet peeves, she was peeved.
Oh, she didn't like the pet peeves episode. God,
she hated it.
She gave you some business.
Thought it was like, oh, you got this podcast just bitching about me all the time. I mean, and I'm like, why are you taking it personal? Like, it's not like I brought up stuff that you don't know about. You know, I just brought up situations that go on between. And they were funny, I thought. And that's one of the things about my wife. The things I think are funny, completely like
crickets.
Crickets.
Yes.
So that episode, which I thought was hilarious. Mm-hmm. She did not think it was hilarious.
Wow.
She was upset. I think I told her, Frank, I don't know what I'm going to do. Why hates the podcast, man? I don't know if I'm going to. He said, yeah, she hates you. You can't do this, man. You got to get out. And I almost had to decide, like, all right, I got to really think now. I can't just come off the cuffs, like, say something that she may find offense.
Mm. Now, would she ever be on the show?
During the man episode.
Right.
They made me say, well, you want to bring your wife on? And I said, okay, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she'll come, but I will ask her. And I did ask her. She said yes.
Wow, fine. She got a yes.
But
look at
the other guys, their wives said no.
Oh, my God.
All the other guys. Well, I think Troy's wife said yes, but the other guys said no.
What would you say, yes or no?
Not surely.
No, she's already been on the show.
Definitely
do
it, yeah. Right. Definitely. It would be fun. We could have the girls against the guys.
Right, and that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Karen will eventually make an appearance on the 90-10.
Wow, all right. Karen, you hear that, Karen?
Looking forward to that.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to having James there and telling you about the podcast and other things that have happened, our very own MJ from the Dear Sis podcast has also made a couple of appearances on your show, correct?
Yes.
How did that work out?
It was really great. I mean, her episodes are, in the beginning, very popular. I called her the rock star. I think
she hates that.
Right. I don't know why.
She hates it when I call her that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She hates it when people call her that. That's where I got it from. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
So we had met during the episode and I called her the rock star. One day I want to be like you. Because she, you know, she's the rock star of New Pod City. And that was like my third or fourth episode. Actually, I think it was my fifth. And I said, I want to be like you. I was very nervous still.
MJ makes you nervous?
No, just at that time, still nervous about doing the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And I was nervous about doing it with her because I didn't know her. I had never met her until the time she walked in the studio.
Right.
We had a great episode. And that was the first time that people were calling me as soon as the episode posted.
Oh.
It was very...
She has hardcores, yeah.
But it wasn't her people. It was my people. Like, who is this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I posted it like 9 o'clock in the morning. By noon, like, my phone was blowing up.
Wow.
They loved that episode.
Wow. That's
and it totally freaked me out. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what happened? Like, what did we talk about? I didn't know what was going on the first time that happened.
That's really cool. So you have friends that actually listen to your podcast.
A few.
That's
not
good.
As much as I want, but.
No, your friends won't listen. Until you're like episode 300 or something, they won't listen.
It's weird. Why is that?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Your family doesn't listen to any of our podcasts.
They don't even know that I'm in business. My father's still asking me to get a city job.
Right.
You kidding?
Get a good job.
Get a job with a pension.
And benefits.
Frank. Yes. Get with the city.
Living back in the 40s. Right. Oh, so anyway.
Yeah, so okay. MJ's been back, no, at least one other time, maybe twice.
You going on her show? Probably not, right?
Well, she won't have guys on
the
show.
She didn't have guys on the show. She only had one guy on the show, and he brought food.
And yet, no, she's also had this guy Omar on with his app called Slap Mobile.
Oh, okay. So she's had two guys.
She's had two guys.
Matter of fact, when she came on my show, he had just been on her show. Because I had listened to her show.
Oh, okay. Jason, and the cook?
Had, right. He, yeah. No, Omar. Is that the same
guy? Omar. Yeah, yeah, right.
He had just been on her show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I told her, that was the joke. I was like, oh, so this is your third guy. She's like, no. I'm like, that's right. Well, this is my show. It's not your show. So,
so it doesn't really count. Right. She doesn't count me as a guy. I'm on her show all the time. She doesn't count me as a guy. Right. Fine. I'm okay with that. I'm the back. I'm background voice.
I would love to go on her show. Mm-hmm. So, MJ, if you're listening, please let me come on your show.
Oh, you hear that, MJ? Wow. Anthony's throwing down the gauntlet. Yeah. Gee whiz.
Now, when is 90-10 Rules 50th show? When is that coming up?
Yeah.
It'll be in September.
Wow. And you haven't missed a week. Nope. You've been solid, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like MJ, too. Not 1 week has been down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's outrageous. Hopefully we can continue that. Yeah.
Oh, there was one other guest I'd like to talk about. Who's been on Trenton Waves. We had Phil Stacks on the show a while ago. And Podcastio loved him. Mm-hmm. They demanded he come back.
Mm-hmm.
So instead he sent his brother, Paulie Pugh.
Right.
Remember that episode?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm getting playing hanky-panky with his vocab.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, he's making an appearance on 90-10 Rule. What is that? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did he muscle his way into the 90-10 Rule?
Well, I heard him on Trenton Waves.
Oh.
And then, you know, I hunted Phil down. I said, you got to let me get Paulie on the 90-10 Rule.
He wanted his brother on the show. Yeah. Interesting.
So you can go back and listen to Paulie.
So yeah. Paulie's on there now.
Yeah, so Paulie made his grand entrance into
the 90-10 Rule. Was it just you and him on there or no?
No, it was another. Well, he was unexpected. He was coming.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But he was unexpected. I didn't know, you know, Paulie. Who knows?
Yes, who knows what's going to happen?
Right. So he just showed up, and I had a regular female guest, and we were getting ready to do the show. And he just popped up.
Oh, did she know anything about Paulie Pugh?
No.
Oh my goodness gracious! You hear that podcast? Yeah, that is one you really want to go and listen to.
Yeah,
it's the Paulie Pugh episode.
Yeah,
people
on the 90-10 Rule.
They
people
love
do love him.
Paulie
I don't
Pugh.
Get it. That guy. Let me tell you, I love Phil. I can't stand his brother Paulie.
Oh, don't say you can't stand him.
I can't take him.
I'm sure Paulie doesn't like you either.
He was attacking me on that show. He was attacking me left and right.
Not.
I'm like,
don't get
dude.
Used to it. Come on.
He's like, I'm from the backwoods.
Well, then you have to listen to the episode because he was not attacking the young lady who was on the show.
Oh, well, of course not. It was a young lady.
Right, right. Well, he wanted to attack her at the end, but, you know.
In a different way.
Totally.
And now, Paulie Pugh, unlike Phil, is not married.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe
Paulie Pugh is married.
No, he didn't mention that on the episode. No.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to marry the woman who was on.
Yeah,
on the
Paulie Pugh. He's such a dog. Okay. He really is. He's a dog.
He's a character. Mm.
Yes, he is a character,
and people like him.
And,
so,
and unfortunately, he will be back on Trenton Waves.
Oh boy!
And that's going to be the first video show we do.
Just
so you know, so
that's going to be a video.
We've installed video in the studio.
You told him that. Oh my God! Yeah. Tell him.
I think he's getting a dye job.
Right, right. I was just thinking about
on one of his many horns of hair.
Right.
Oh my goodness!
Oh God!
So, Anthony, has there been one guest in particular who you will never have on again? You don't have to mention any names, but what was it about this person that you just will not have them ever on again?
There was one guest right after they left. I said, "Nah, I'm not going to have them back."
Mm. Really?
But after further reflection. And a response from people who heard the episode. Well, I got to have them.
Okay. So the podcastia speaks.
Right. And I've spoken to them after the episode and didn't know anything about them. Didn't appear during our follow-up conversation. So I'll just have to learn that during this session, just ignore the stuff that got on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite episode of 90-10?
Oh, my God.
You have to pick one.
I have to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Baby Mama Drama.
Baby Mama Drama.
Yeah.
All right, podcast here. There's your homework. Go listen to Baby Mama Drama on 90-10 Rule and see if you agree.
So when we start voting, because we're going to vote before we get to the 50th
episode. The big 50. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm going to be voting for Baby Mama Drama.
Okay. Wait a minute. You really shouldn't be able to vote, dude.
Why? Sure.
Because you're the host.
Well, maybe.
Vote often.
That's right. Well, for Chicago, vote and vote often.
You might change your mind because you might have other guests.
Right.
That's true.
Leading up to that you say, oh, no, you know what?
I have another one, but you made me pick one. I do have another one that I really like just as much, but if you made me pick, I think I would pick Baby Mama Drama.
Okay.
But there's a couple that I really, really like. Like the cheating one that Chris was on.
That's getting
that was, that's
was
a classic.
Hilarious.
It was
making me laugh out loud.
Right. It was.
I think I was even, I was here for
that. Yeah, you were in the background.
But I was in the other room.
Yeah.
at one point.
And you sneaked in the episode there for a second. I don't know how you got in there, but.
Well, I want to actually ask you a little bit about your time growing up in this area.
Yes.
What was that like growing around in and near Trenton? And
oh, I thought it was great. Yeah. You know, that time in the city and in this whole area was, all I could say was just extremely different.
Mm-hmm.
Just extremely different than the landscape, the buildings, the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a kid when the mall opened up out in Lawrenceville.
Quaker Bridge Mall?
Right.
Okay.
So before then, right downtown on State Street, that was the happening spot where all the stores were.
Okay.
Like it was littered full of stores. So if you wanted to go shopping, you lived in this vicinity. That's where you went.
Right. Mm.
That's where everybody went. And it was popular. It was jam-packed. It was nice. It was like a little mini city. I mean, Trenton is not that big, but it was great. And the movie theater down there, everything. I mean, I remember our mother taking us school shopping to those little stores down there. It was great.
Yeah.
Then 76, the mall opened, killed everything.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I remember a little bit later, I'm taking the bus from where I lived in West Trenton. It take like four buses to get to the mall.
Wow.
That was a like a 45-minute trek to get to the mall. But from that point on, that's when the downtown trend started to decline.
It killed the businesses.
Yeah, it killed the businesses.
Yeah.
Freaking malls.
Keep that in mind, folks, when you shop. And you shop at these big stores, these big box stores, you're really hurting your local mom and pop business owners, which is the backbone of this country.
Yeah, and small business. Cities. Built on small business.
And the cities. Yeah. And this happens in big cities and little cities. So this can happen in New York, which it has.
Oh, yeah.
It can happen in Philly, which it has. And it can happen in your small town.
It's like Home Depot. When Home Depot moved in Queens. And it says low prices are just the beginning. You got that right. Because once we drive out everybody with the prices, now we're just going to hike our prices because we're the only game in town.
Right.
It's just the beginning, low
it's
prices.
It's called a monopoly. Yep. But so support your local business owners.
But the malls are dying now. So
yes, thank God.
Yeah, I don't
thank
know God. How that reality is going to happen.
I'm really everybody. Not a fan of the mall. I mean, when I was a kid, we had Kings Plaza, which was up Flatbush Avenue. Brooklyn. You know, you'd have to take a bus all the way up. It took me an hour to get there.
Wow.
By bus.
One way?
One way.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was How long would it take my car? 20 minutes?
No. It was Flatbush Avenue, so there's lights, there's traffic.
Oh, the light. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and you're going all the way to the end of Flatbush, almost to the bridge where you'd hit the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone went that way, and then downtown Brooklyn, which where I used to shop and I used to go to high school, my mom used to take, that started to die because everyone was going to the malls.
Even 86th Street?
86th Street, that seemed to still flourish
when
I was there.
Because even when we hooked up, there was still stuff there on 86th Street.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys moved here in 03.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Trend has changed a great deal since then as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 17 years, absolutely.
I can't even believe it's 17 years.
Right. For the better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely for the better.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, look,
definitely.
The minute Starbucks planted their flag, when Starbucks plants their flag,
I didn't think Starbucks would have a chance in hell or something.
Oh, they're doing great.
Yeah.
Even during the pandemic.
But that's what I said. Like at 5 o'clock, you know, when state workers leave, I'm thinking nobody's going to be downtown. How are they going to survive?
But here's the thing.
They've been doing it.
A lot of businesses have done a pivot because now they realize, oh, we shouldn't have been counting on the state workers all this time.
Right.
We should have been counting on the residents.
Right.
So that's now the rebirth.
Yeah.
This is where the rebirth is
and
happening.
That's true.
That's it. Yeah. Right. That's totally
now
right.
Now the residents take priority, not the state workers.
Right. Well, because there are no state workers.
That's right.
Right.
And
oh,
really,
well.
To be honest, I don't care.
Yeah. Right. No offense.
Goodbye.
I'm a state worker, and I agree.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
Right. Yeah, but you're also local, so it's not like you go over the bridge to wherever in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, just to backtrack for 1 second. If I had to pick a guest, if it was up to me, I would never have on again. Erin Fryer. She would be my pick.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
You love her.
She. Let me tell you something. She's changed.
She's
become
she has not.
A dictating monster.
Really?
Yeah. She came down here before. First of all, I come in. The whole, there's things missing. There's cables that I need. Gone. Extension cords. Gone. And she goes, if you're looking for anything, let me know, and I'll try and remember where I put them. I'm like, excuse me, who told you to do any of this?
Oh, that's a 90-10.
The 90-10. She's not. Yeah. And let me tell you, there's no 90-10. I own 100% of it. 100%.
And who's this person?
Erin is the office manager upstairs. Okay. And believe me, Frank can't live without her because she is very organized, and she does a lot of great stuff behind the scenes. And
she's become a monster.
Yeah.
So she says to me, okay, here's what you need over here. You need a coffee table here. You need a coffee table garbage pail thing coffee. You need the. So she starts going shopping online. She goes, oh, what about this? What about that?
So
what about
she's
this?
Done
what
the 90-10 rule in the studio.
That's right.
But there's not 90-10. Right. There's 100. Me, done.
No, you think it is.
Exactly, right. You think it is.
Listen, I came in and I put the little...
That's fine. You're co-owner and you're also my wife.
Right. But women might wheedle their way in.
They do.
You hear that, Erin? Stop wheedling, whatever that, if that's even a word. Right.
Weaseling your way in.
Well, I like wheedling, actually. That's more fitting for her. Wheedling.
Exactly. Wheedling, yeah.
Anyway. Mm.
But I agree with it. You do need a table over there.
Yeah.
Chair is not a table.
The chair is acting like a table.
It's terrible.
She said what I enjoy, though, is
how women can explain and justify why they need to control the 90% or 100% in most cases.
100%? Like, that's not even hers.
I understand, right. But so how they can explain why they need to control it when it's not theirs.
It's a gift.
Understand.
It's a gift.
No, is it a gift? You guys have that gift. You're right.
It's a gift for them.
No, yes, it is for them.
And for you.
It is because men, we're stupid.
There we are.
You're all basically 12 years old. Come on.
Okay. Happy birthday. All right. So, wow. I've actually made Anthony laugh. Yeah. Wow. I don't usually make him laugh too often.
You're right. You're right.
Interesting. See, I pick up on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to the silent laughter.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yes.
Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Plugs? Hair plugs?
That's what I always think.
I don't need hair plugs.
Yes. Think of hair plugs when you say that.
Cracking Wade's plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. What are you laughing at, Chris? What is the matter?
You're funny.
Okay. So just want to let you know, people, you can definitely check out YouTube. Check out the New Pod City YouTube channel because we're going to be launching a lot of your favorite podcasts in video form. Trenton Waves being one of them. Others to be
announced. Do we have makeup now?
Hey, Will Foskey said, yo. From now on, you got to be on video from Trenton Waves right on. That's Denzel Washington as Will Foskey.
I was going to say he morphs into Denzel Washington. Well,
oh, you want to be a podcaster now? You want to be a... So, Anthony, what do you have for podcasters ears?
The 90-10 rule. Coming up, we're going to be voting for your top episode from the first 50 shows.
So how many episodes are you doing? You doing like a top 10, top 15? What are you doing?
I think we could do top 15.
Top 15. Top 15 seems to be working good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the top 15, your best shows of the first 50 of the 90-10 rule. And I already voted for Baby Mama Drama, but... So
where did they go to vote?
They're going to go to the 90-10rule.com.
Okay.
And we don't have it posted yet, but a month or so out, we're going to post that and then you go on and vote.
You will hear, we could do like promos on certain shows.
Right.
To remind them to go and vote. Right?
Good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to run promos. We don't run promos on my show, but yeah, we can run promos on other shows too.
That's it. That's all he's got.
All right. My final question for you, Anthony. In your imaginings of Trenton, what would be your dream Trenton?
What would be my dream Trenton? It's a hard question. I mean, I feel like I have to uphold like this great reaction now.
You do.
I'm a very methodical. I got to think about that. I can't just off the cuff.
Well, think about it.
I'll think about it and I'll come back and give you my answer.
Hey, come back and give the answer. Open book test.
Well, that's what I mean.
Give us the answer right now. Think about it and then give us the answer.
Think about it. Oh my God. I can't think about it. I mean, there would be so many different things that I would like to see.
All right, well, name one.
Yeah, one thing.
Oh God. All right, just pave the streets. Some of the roads are terrible.
That's your dream Trenton?
Well, I mean, yes, I drive a lot in Trenton, tearing up my car. But that's just one thing. That's just one thing. There's a bunch of stuff I want to see. Like I said, I got to think about it.
All right. Listen, so we're going to have Anthony back on.
Yes. And I can give you a whole list. You try to make me think. I don't know. Think about it. There's a lot of stuff.
Have you tried the new cupcake place? Royal Creations?
No. I'm a cupcake fiend. Where's this place?
Oh, my God.
So good. God.
Dude, this is like no joke.
On Willow Street?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Royal Creations.
Yeah, I know. I've been there, but.
You haven't been there.
Now, I know where it is. I'm planning to go there because when I saw it, I'm like, oh, I got to get.
So good.
Are they open now because of the pandemic?
They've been. Yes, yeah, they opened open. After the pandemic. This brave little soul opened her business amidst the pandemic. And amazing. She is a sweetheart.
Because I was going to go there, and it was closed. But, I mean, it just may have been closing that day. But
right. They probably just closed
yeah.
that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's she's making some wild things.
I mean, I'd go all
there.
The way out to Princeton to go to that cupcake place.
Oh, yeah. Forget that place.
Yeah, I know.
No, go here. This is the one.
No, I will.
Yeah, if you
she's
like cupcakes.
She's really churning out some great stuff.
It's called what?
Royal Creations.
Okay.
Podcast you. If you could have seen Anthony's face when Christina asked him about what his dream friend was. this was a time for video. Will Foster's yeah. right. He is dead on right.
Yeah.
We really need to turn the cameras on in here. Because
well, turn
we
them that way.
You
away
miss
from
things
me.
Like that.
I don't want the camera on me.
Yeah, I'm not on camera. On camera
no, but they needed to see your face right. for that. That was
I'm
priceless.
Like, what? And I think the streets right in front of the cupcake place are terrible. So they need to pave those streets.
Oh well, you know, we had a lot of snow and that's what churns up all
right.
Stuff.
But that,
right.
don't give them an excuse because no, they say that. The streets are crappy all the time.
They're working their way. You know what I would love? And this would really rattle your brain. I would love them to bring back the cobblestones.
Mm. That would be cool, yeah.
Because they do another city. We were just in Richmond. They have cobblestone streets. It's like... Right.
Yeah, you can make them where they're not like that. But
I got to say, the streets, I hope they never fix them.
Why?
On our block.
On our block,
because it stops people from speeding.
Because it stops them from speeding.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they never
it's
fix
like
them.
It's like built-in speed bumps.
Right.
They are.
Yeah. They won't give us speed bumps? Fine. Give me potholes.
Oh, and the pleasure he gets when a truck comes down the block a little bit, they go down a little bit too fast, and then they hit that one spot. Like, boom, boom, and you can see the guy's head going.
You see sparks. Right. It warms my heart.
His head going through the roof.
Yeah, but when I came down your street, it was a pain. Right. I didn't know where they all were. You know where they are. So
I know where they are.
So, well, that's inconvenient for people like me who didn't know, who are not familiar with that street.
Well, don't you look when you're driving? Don't
yes.
you look at the street?
Well, we could do some like put the potholes from the snow have to be filled.
Well, that yeah. stuff fine. When it becomes like an actual sinkhole, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or when the gravel is coming out of it.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, mm-hmm. we used to go to Cowater Park mm-hmm. on the weekend. And it was great.
It's where the Ellerslie is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, right. In the middle. Right. Mm-hmm. Ellerslie's in the middle of the park. Yeah. And they don't have that anymore. They should do that again. Open that up and have families and people come there on the weekend. That would be great.
Actually, I'm actually having a board meeting tonight with the events committee to start opening up the Ellerslie to the park. We have this beautiful spot and we should be using it like a beer garden.
Right. Is the park open? Like,
yeah.
Like when I was a kid, like it was an event to go to the park. Everybody would go and. Mm-hmm. It was a children's section, a little playground. I mean, it was great.
There's a brand new playground right by the canal. So you can walk along the canal, come over the bridge, and there's a beautiful new jungle gym.
But you can't like go in there and park and stay, right?
Well, they shut the parking down because of COVID when it was shut down.
Yeah. I thought they did that before, though.
Well, I think they also did that because of the ATVs.
Oh, yeah.
So now you can park along the outskirts, not on the streets, in the park itself. Right. You can park, but you can't go all the way in. But you can walk in.
Okay.
That's not blocked off.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, we couldn't wait to go to the park on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it would be jam-packed. Everybody would park in, and you walk around. I mean, it was great.
Yeah. And they actually are having classes there, too, fitness classes in the park. There are things going on.
Well, with that, this has been yet another episode of Trent Waves. Ah, you thought we were going to say Sasso's out?
You tricked me.
No. Because remember, this show is launching into the 90-10 rule with Anthony Miller. And with that, we're giving you the episode entitled Cheating in the Next Room with Anthony Miller and Christina Sasso. Cool. Sasso's out.
The 90-10 rule.
The men are the stupid ones.
Cut their man a break.
Relationships are at stake. No baby mama drama.
I heard you the first time.
Two completely different experiences.
I'm being a gentleman.
No!
I'm different from most guys.
Oh my God.
Things are going to go awry.
It's a good thing you're beautiful.
I have no clue.
Everything ain't peaches and cream.
We got into the biggest argument.
You're blessed with my presence.
You want me to be your girlfriend?
If you're an asset, you're liabilities.
We all punishment.
I am the head ruler.
Shut up and listen.
You want to take care of you. You want to fix it.
I am going to repeat myself.
Damn! I couldn't have said it better myself.
Here's your relationship guru, Anthony.
What up? What up? Back with another episode of the 90-10 Rule. I'm very happy today. This is going to be a great show. And we have a return guest, Miss Head Podcaster herself. Chris Sasso came back to assist us with this episode. I'm not going to invite her husband back, but she can come back anytime. So the title of this episode is Cheating in the Next Room. As the title infers, subject is cheating in a relationship. So I have one of my lifelong buddies here who is going to help me recall a certain incident that he got caught up in that I assisted in. And we're going to recall that situation. And we got beautiful Chris here to interject and actually hopefully help us solve the mystery on how you got caught. And to protect the innocent, you're going to be Racer X.
Racer X.
And I'm going to be Speed.
Speed.
All right. So when we tell the story, to protect the innocent or to protect the guilty, really.
Yeah, there you go.
you're going to be Racer X.
Racer X.
And I'm going to be Speed.
Speed.
And Chris will be Chris.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
I got nothing to hide, baby.
You have nothing to hide. Right. We do. So many, many years ago, when we both were younger and dumber, and the dumber is the key word there.
Yes.
I assisted Racer X.
Racer X.
In a situation where he had the main chick, and he had, for lack of a better term, the side chick. So you can chime in anytime you want.
Okay.
You can chime in anytime.
Correct.
So he was with the main chick at the house. And he was planning a getaway with the side chick.
Yes.
So he called me up and he said, Speed.
Speed.
Come on over to the house and we're going to have this conversation. So the main chick will hear the conversation and that'll basically give me my cover and lay it all out. Go ahead. Come on. Don't be shy. Yeah. Chime in.
Yes, so, Mike.
Speed.
Was my escape route. And I
you mean Speed?
To...
Speed.
Yeah, Speed. Speed.
Speed?
I'm Speed. The cover's blown already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you wonder how you got caught?
Right.
Oh,
right,
Lord.
Right. We knew this was going to happen.
I think we figured it out already.
Right. Dum-dum. We can't. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, all right. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. It's over. It's great. Go ahead. You know, rewind it back. We'll rewind the tape back.
Rewind.
And Speed
came
over to talk to Racer X.
Racer X.
So go ahead.
Right, so Speed came over to talk to Racer X. And Racer X wanted to make it appear to his now wife.
Hey, we were going to get to that. Go ahead. Okay. You cleaned up good. That's good. This episode resulted in a beautiful marriage and beautiful kids.
It has a happy ending?
Happy ending. Okay, very, good. Very much so good. Happy ending.
Glad to hear it.
But before all that took place, during my, early 30s, I was a roamer, so to speak. And I had a close friend, Mike, who helped me in a particular situation. I wanted to go to Virginia Beach for the young lady I was seeing on the side. And during this time, mind you, the young lady that I was dating, who was my main girlfriend, was pregnant. And as a matter of fact, we have a son now.
Right. All this ends with a good ending now. They're rapidly married 20 years and have this child who's a professional football player now. And all is good.
Right. But before all that, I wanted to go to Virginia Beach. And my girlfriend at the time was very observant on everything I did. So I had to be, really dot my I's and, cross my T's.
And you didn't realize this at the time?
No, I didn't. But I thought I had a good plan.
Right.
I thought my friend Mike.
Speed. Yeah,
right. Speed.
Speed.
Speed. You brought Speed in. Okay.
Speed.
And do you recall, Racer X, when you were hatching this plan? I know you recall, because we talk about this often.
Yes.
That I told you that this was not going to work. You remember that?
Oh, you were the voice of reason.
I didn't want to get caught. I didn't care if he got caught, but he had brought me into this thing.
Okay.
So now I'm culpable as well.
Okay.
And for a long time, his wife, probably to this day, she probably doesn't care too much for me.
I don't really see her all that often, but she probably don't care too much for me.
Yeah. Right. Okay. My reputation, I can see this.
Yeah. My reputation is sullied, yeah. But yes. Now he's happily married now, and my reputation is sullied for the rest of my life. So at the time, I said, Racer X, this ain't going to work. And I said it multiple times, just saying, no, it'll work. And you tell the story. Go ahead.
He tried to tell me that it was not going to work. Okay. And I convinced him because I was desperate. I wanted to go to Virginia Beach and have fun. It was going to be a beach party and everything.
Okay.
And I told Mike, I told Speed. That listen, all you have to do is just go over everything I tell you and say it in front of her. Like, you know, we're going to be talking. We're going together. We're going to be gone for a couple of days. And so I finally got Mike,
Speed,
because he was my friend, lifelong friend.
Speed.
Oh my God!
Do you want me to reveal your name,
Racer X?
Racer X. Come on, Racer X. This is how you got caught.
This is becoming clearer and clearer to me. Right, how you got caught?
How you got caught? All right. Come on, Racer X.
Well, I don't do it anymore these days.
Good. This is a good thing.
Right. Oh, Lord. Okay, go on. I won't correct you anymore. They get it.
Forget it.
But anyway.
So we rehearsed this thing.
Yes.
We rehearsed this thing over and over again.
Oh, good.
And every time we rehearsed it, I said, Racer X, this is not going to, it's not going to work.
Let me ask you something. Did you ever in this harebrained scheme say, I will not participate in this. This is the wrong move. Let's stop it here.
No. I mean, I gave my my advisory counsel to Racer X, and he was having none of it. No, this is going to work. You tell it.
Speed and I were friends. No. And so, you know, Speed, I was really convincing to him. And he was really dead set on not doing it.
Okay.
But I really talked him into it. I kept putting pressure on it. Because I would have done the same for him. Yeah, he knew that.
Right. Exactly. All right.
So he went along with it. Right. Okay. Anyway.
It was
my scheme.
Yeah.
It was all his idea. Right, everybody, it was Racer X's plot from day one. I had nothing to do with it.
Not Speed's.
Other than going along with it.
I was just being a supportive friend as well. So I'm going to clean up my reputation with his beautiful wife because she probably, like I said, still doesn't look at me in the most favorable light.
Yeah,
20 years later, they have beautiful children. They're happy. Yes. Everything's good. You know, just like in the Speed and Racer X thing. Their relationship is good.
Yeah, she remembers Speed vividly.
Right. As would I. Go ahead. Right.
Mm-hmm. So then I come over to Racer X's house. And then we commenced to put on this show, really. You know, go ahead. Tell.
Yeah, we put on a show and dance right in front of her.
Right.
To
convince her that we actually were going to Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we're talking about planning what we're going to do and how long we're going to be going. And this is the guy I'm going with, you know, just to make sure.
I don't even remember. Did we say you were going to Virginia Beach?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I forget that part.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, we were going together.
All right, yeah, because you were going to be gone for the whole weekend.
Yes.
So now, none of this suspicious, just the way you guys were acting? Like, maybe she was like, this is weird. This is thin.
I don't know. I kind of thought that. Because that situation probably wouldn't have happened. You know, I come over south all the time, and I've maybe seen her once there.
Oh, right.
So it wasn't like I was real close friends with her. She knew me because she knew I was close friends with him.
Right.
But that incident or that show that we put on, that was probably out of the blue.
I feel like I need to clue you in. Women are really perceptive.
Well, I know.
And I know you think you're pulling the wool over our eyes, and we're like looking like, yeah, we're going, we're falling for it. And then, we're not really.
Right. And I kind of had that. Because I'm like, this, because it was so out of the blue, like, because it wasn't like, you know, like, I wouldn't have been there having this conversation with Razor X while she was there. Like, anytime I visited him, she probably wasn't there.
For the most part, right.
Yeah, maybe once. Maybe twice. And if that happened, she was there, I probably would just leave. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm out. I'm not sticking around with you and your lady. You know, so I was out. So this was this prolonged visit, this song and dance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think probably what blew it, Racer X, you were just like over the top. with the story. You know, you were just that. I think that's what blew it. Probably wasn't me. My performance didn't blow it. It was your performance.
Right. It wasn't speed. That's right. It was basically.
It was you. Razor X, my fault. You're copping to the fact that you.
Oh yeah, he's got to cop to it.
Well, yeah, I was a little over the top. Now that I look back at the situation, because I still remember it very clearly. Uh-huh. I think it was my fault. Mike did everything accordingly.
Yeah, you know. Speed did everything accordingly. Speed did everything accordingly. So I got a lot of speed, editing work on this. You see how I've been outed, but he hasn't been outed yet.
He has not.
So, but
to
that's
protect
okay.
The innocent.
That's
or
right.
Guilty.
Right. To protect, yeah. The, protect
the innocent
stupid.
And guilty.
Right.
And
protect the stupid.
Very dumb.
Yeah. Protect the stupid.
We don't want to let people know how dumb you guys are. All right. So.
Well, we're not. We're educated, successful men now. This is when we were 30 years old.
Right. But, 30.
Yeah, he was 30. I was 25.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this is all. Almost 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago.
I think it's actually 25 years later.
Wow. Right.
Exactly 25 years later.
Right. I'm glad to see that you've
matured. Right, exactly.
Yes,
of course.
Yes,
of course. That's what young men do. They mature over time. And he
takes
you
a little longer than the women, but
we'll cop to that. We'll cop to that. Okay. Takes us a little longer than women.
All right.
And now again, he has a beautiful wife, a beautiful son, mm-hmm. And everything's cool. Everything's mm-hmm. cool. We don't need to rehash the past.
Mm-hmm.
So his wife didn't look at me with disdain anymore. You know, recap my reputation here.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so you go ahead. I'm not going to tell a story, you tell it. So we have the song and dance. Go ahead.
Right, so after we get done trying to convince her that mm-hmm. we're going to Virginia Beach.
Right, because I remember now. Right, the whole scheme was for me to come over
mm-hmm.
and basically help him convince her to let him go. That's what it was. That I remember,
so
right.
So she could physically see the person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she can fit. No pretend. No, right. No, you can see him. This is the guy I'm going with.
Right.
Gotcha.
Speed. Right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling the story.
Right. I'm not telling the story. Right. This is the guy I'm going with, and this is going to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be gone for X amount of days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we'll be back.
Okay.
And so we thought we had everything clear. I thought we had everything mm-hmm. clear. But Speed was not sure. He had no faith.
It's not going to work.
He didn't have faith in his plan.
All.
Okay.
No, not at all. No.
So we're going to say that Speed was the smarter of the two?
Yes. The wiser of the two.
The wiser of the two. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I was more of a desperate situation for me.
Right.
And I wanted to be with the third person.
So I leave, right? And now my part in this dastardly deed is done. I leave, and then, you know, we say, all right, we're going to hook up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you take off, I think, that night, right?
Yes.
And I hadn't, because I wasn't going to Virginia Beach, so mm-hmm. I'm going on my merry way. And he's out gallivanting. Go ahead.
I proceed to pack my bags, and I tell Speed that I'm getting ready to leave and everything. And I go on, because the lady I was going to pick up, she lived in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to Philly, I park my, at that time I had a pickup truck. I park my truck and everything. So I go in the house.
Wait. This is the important part you're missing.
Uh-huh.
So you went to her house, remember? And you parked your vehicle not where she lived. You were being covert and cautious because you parked your car distance away from her house. Just in case somebody happened to see him, his vehicle would not be, you know,
connected.
Right. Wouldn't be, you know, connected to the crime. Yeah. So, because that's a very important part when we get to the end of the story. Remember, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So go ahead. Park your car far away from where
I was at located.
Okay.
And here's the whole thing: is she lives in Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Philly, so I'm not even thinking that mm-hmm. I'm going to get caught or anything. I'm thinking everything is smooth. Everything is completed. My truck is parked, stashed on a little side street, mm-hmm. a little off. There's no way imaginable that you could go there and see the car.
Okay.
Unless you actually knew
mm-hmm.
where it was, or you had a tracking device out. Of course, back then.
Yeah, there was no tracking device.
Okay.
Right. So, you know.
Although a woman's ESP is tracking.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
And so we left. We went to Virginia Beach. We had a ball. I'm having a nice time. Thinking everything is going fine.
One of the best weekends of your life.
Oh, having the party. The best time of my life. We get back. I'm feeling good. Going to contact my girl when I get home. Tell her, you know, the nice time I had.
Mm-hmm. With speed.
With speed.
With speed. Uh-huh. And so, well, you know, I say goodbye to number three, the party that I was with. Mm-hmm. And I go to my truck. And so as I'm walking to my truck, it's a distance off. I'm looking at it, and I see a little something sitting to be on my windshield. And so I walk up, and my whole world came crashing down on me. As I speak about it now, I get chills. Just
going. Racer X crashed.
Racer X
crashed.
He spun out he spun and out, crashed.
Flipped over.
Whoa. The
car was in flames, everything.
Yeah, as like I say, as I'm reminiscing, I get chills about
you
it.
You still get a little sick to your stomach.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, because, you know, she found out that, you know, I was lying to her.
Well, what and happened when you got to your truck?
Yeah, what happened when you found
how
the
do you
note?
Know she found
what
out?
What was the note? What did it say?
Oh, the note said, to be exact, what are you doing parked here? What are you doing parked here? And she left her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. How did she find? I was stuck. I was amazed, like, how did she find my truck in Philadelphia on a side street?
Right. 45 mm-hmm. minutes away from where you live.
45 minutes away.
Right.
Not in the popular area. Mm-hmm. Camouflage. Yes. Hidden. Everything else.
And till this day, she has never told me how she found.
She's not going to divulge her sources.
And right. So I try not to bring it up as much because, you know, she starts going to dipping into the past, and we
right.
don't want to do that too
no,
much.
No, I get
right,
it.
Right, right.
So it was a very amazing situation for me, and I just never, ever since then, you know, we never came across that situation again.
Well, you know, thank God for that. You yeah. learned your lesson, I guess.
Yes, oh, yes, I did.
So the moral of the story is...
listen to your friend speak. Oh, he gives you good advice. It's not going to work.
Yes, yes.
So over the years, over these 20 years, we've spoken about this several times. It's a big joke now.
Mm-hmm.
And actually what happened after that, so when he got caught and she lambasted him, he had to go undercover for about 3 months. He didn't. And so one of our popular spots, like we used to go to the barbershop and hang out, and I was waiting mm-hmm. to like lambaste him in front of the guys mm-hmm. for this whole incident. So he hid out for like, I didn't see him for like 3 months. After this, because he was embarrassed. He was like, oh,
he was
on
lockdown,
gonna,
I'm sure.
He was on lockdown.
Oh, well, one more thing, too. Mm-hmm. Not only did I hide from Mike, I hid from her because we had separate places at the time.
Oh,
she
okay.
always stayed at my place a lot.
Okay.
So I avoided her because I didn't have the nerve to look her in her eyes again for a long time. I avoided her for about a month. Cool. I wouldn't answer the phone. When she knocked on my door, I wouldn't answer because I was just terrified.
Well, let me ask you. So you didn't see her after the note? You
no,
didn't?
No,
oh.
I avoided her. After I got the note, I went
yeah,
home.
The gig was up. There was no need
right.
to see her, right?
And I avoided her because, like, you know, I knew she was mad at me. So, you know, as you know, time has a way of healing things. So I figured the longer that I wouldn't see her, time would smooth things out before I you know, actually confronted her.
So you did want to maintain this relationship with her?
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, yeah, that was his main check.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm just a little confused as to why you had the other person then. If you really wanted this chick in your life.
Well, if you're confused about that, I don't know if we can help you understand it. That this is male-female stuff.
This is another episode of Pet Peeves,
yeah.
I think.
Speed, Speed, if you want me to, I can elaborate on it just a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, by all means.
All right, go ahead.
Help the rulers out here learn. That's what the show is here for. We're helping yes. all our listeners out there.
I guess the reason why I did it, because I did like the other lady at the time that I was seeing.
Number three.
I did okay. like number three.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a greedy guy back then.
Okay.
I wanted, you know,
more your cake and eat it too.
Yes. And okay. I wasn't married at
just
the time.
Just more cake.
Okay.
Just
more cake. More cake. And
but she was having your child.
Let's make a baby.
Yes, she was having my child.
Okay.
At
just
the time.
Bringing up that point.
She was having my child.
Okay.
And as far as I was concerned, I wasn't really going to commit myself to her until the child was born. So I dated that lady, number three, right mm-hmm. up until the point that he was born. And once he was born,
mm-hmm.
then I turned around and gave my life to my family, my wife and my son, and I stopped doing everything.
Okay.
But up until then, you know.
I figured that's why. Yeah, you sow really, the last wild oats.
And I really liked her because, like I said, I was a greedy guy, mm-hmm. and I liked the variety back then.
Okay.
And, you know, now, you know, you're older and you're wise and you go through things and you go through life. You just learn what's important.
Right.
You
okay.
know, what's really valuable to your heart and soul.
Right. Well, we know we can make mistakes. Right. And we all do.
Yes.
Of varying degrees of whatever. We all do. But the most important thing is when you recognize the mistake and then you turn it around and then you move forward.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's the most
but
important
the main
part.
Point we all really need to recognize here.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Let's hear it.
Super important.
Yeah.
Racer X should have listened to Speed. It's not going to work. And realized the counsel he was getting. If he had listened to his friend Speed, it's not going to work. We wouldn't be here today.
Correct.
We wouldn't be here having this.
So your advice was don't do it. Don't go to Virginia Beach. Drop this girl.
No.
That wasn't the advice.
That was not my advice. No, my advice was the scheme we had to get him to go was a dumb scheme.
Yes.
I didn't say don't go.
You were
go.
Okay with him going. You just thought the scheme was bad.
Of course. We had to devise a better scheme, right?
Exactly. Oh, boy. Yeah, I have a big problem with that one.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you're a lady, so you know you wouldn't understand.
No, right.
Just guy thing, you know. Yeah.
I don't agree with this.
Sure you don't. Of course
I don't. I don't think it's a guy thing. I think it's like, like shady guy thing.
Shady. Okay.
All right. So it's
young,
okay.
Dumb, shady guy.
All right. It's a dumb, very dumb.
Very young, very dumb.
Very young, very dumb, shady guy thing. All right.
That's
it's not the norm. It's not how it should be.
For young, dumb guys, it's very much the norm.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Of course it is.
All right. So at least you embrace your dumb, young.
And you have to remember, I was still single. Technically, I was still single at the time. I had my own place. She was over there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I
was
visiting.
Yeah, I was still a single guy. We were committed, but she knew that I still dated.
She knew.
She had an idea, yes.
Like you were in agreement, like, yes, I'm still going to date while we're, you know, not.
Well, while we were still dating, what happened? While we were dating, it was under the understanding that I could see who I wanted to see if she wanted to be with me. And she understood that, but during that time, she got pregnant. And once she got pregnant, well, that changed everything because now we're bringing life into the world.
Right.
And so I'm serious about that.
Okay.
And so once that happened, I knew that my plans had to change as far as being with her because I knew I wanted my child under the same roof with me so I could raise him or her properly.
Right.
So I knew I was going to be with her. So once she became pregnant, I knew that I had only a couple months or a few months at best to have fun, so to speak, at that time.
So, you know, it's just being young and dumb. And
yes.
Most guys are young and dumb. And the main thing is it's better to be a young fool than an old fool.
We got a lot of old fools out here.
Yeah, but you're not one of those.
No.
You're not one of those fools.
I don't know if you're going to find a lot of women who agree with this argument, but that's that 90-10 rule.
Right, it's a 90-10 rule. So we're going to have another episode because you making that inference makes it seem that this only goes one way, and we both know.
It does not. I agree.
Just as many women cheat as men. And I know women are going to say, no, not as many. No, just as many.
Well, there's a difference.
There's what?
They're better.
Oh, totally.
They're better at it?
Yes.
Yeah, they're better.
And they don't get caught.
No, they don't get caught. Right,
yes,
right.
they're much better.
No, they're like, I've said this on another episode. Women are like cats and men are like dogs. You know, cats are very sneaky and you don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
Exactly.
Men are very sloppy.
Right, sloppy.
Yes. Because
right.
you only have that one little drawer that you're taking out
at a
time.
Exactly.
Only a matter of time.
Yeah.
So, yes. We're going to enter that in another episode because
I think you need to have some women on and
we'll have a panel of women and see if they all fess up stating that yes, women do cheat as much as men.
Mm-hmm.
And
100%
believe that. And we can all acknowledge that they are 100% better at it than we are.
Yes.
I will agree with you on
that.
Goodness. Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Give us some tips on how to do it.
No,
I don't
we
think
don't want
to
tips. No, we're not. For the young rulers out there, the young cats, they need
some help because they're still young and dumb and they're going to continue to do this. So we need to help them.
They need to get caught.
No, they need to know how to do it sneaky like their female counterparts. No, they're doing it, not getting caught. So we're here to serve, Racer X. We got to help the young players out there.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that.
Of course you do.
There was no one helping us.
No, at all.
Right. Although I was helping you, and you didn't take my counsel.
No, I love you for that counsel, right, though. Right. You know.
Now.
You yes, love, I do. I didn't take it.
No, you didn't take it, but you appreciated it. You were.
I have a question. When you got back, how did you say, oh.
He hid from me, too. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. Did you ever, well, now I know. 20 years later, you're acknowledging his, wisdom in the situation. Did you acknowledge it back then? Like,
Afterwards,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, afterwards. Man, okay.
You were right. You were right. Not that he shouldn't have gone, but our scheme was
wrong.
Totally
gotcha.
Jacked up.
Gotcha.
To have that kind of fear, I can't explain it. You'll have to experience it. When you think you've actually gotten away with something that you planned,
mm-hmm.
I thought, for the most part, I thought it was a pretty good plan.
Right.
Especially feeling good. Coming back home,
mm-hmm.
and when you see something like that, you've been exposed. It's a feeling
mm-hmm.
that it's unbelievable.
Right,
it's a scary feeling to find out that you really care for someone and they exposed you.
Right,
I was exposed.
Here's a question: when you got exposed, did you realize maybe you had even deeper feelings for this woman?
Now this show's turned into Dr. Phil. Now
a woman on the show. This is what I got for you.
Yeah, I can
here.
Answer that.
Okay.
Well, once she became pregnant, I knew that she could be the type of woman
mm-hmm.
that could be a mother to my kids,
mm-hmm.
that I could love. And so, yes, my feelings did change. Once she became pregnant,
mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to be with her for the rest of my life.
Now, did you know she was pregnant when you went to Virginia Beach?
Yes, I did know.
Yeah,
all right, so when you came back and you knew this was probably going to be the woman, and then you had that sinking, disgusting feeling, you were like, I don't want to lose this girl now.
No, I don't think he had that right. He was just scared as you know what.
Oh, it was just emotional, like, oh, crap, I got...
I got caught.
So all that other stuff came later. Yeah. Okay.
Well, soon thereafter, I think.
Okay.
But so how was the ride home? Because you told me you were oh my God,
that's got to be bad.
I don't even know where to go. I don't want to go back home. Is she going to be there?
I was going
to
say, did you expect her to be
terrified riding back home? Right?
I was in a daze. I was in a daze riding back home.
Wow,
the slowest ride I ever took from Philadelphia back to Trenton.
Took you like 3 hours.
Yeah, that 45 minute ride took an hour and a half.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I was in. Complete days. I didn't understand what happened just then and how. And like I said, until this day,
we still don't know how.
We still don't know how.
So, from a woman's point of view, can you speculate on how she knew where he was?
And found my truck and left a note on there. Can you explain that to me, please?
Just off the top of my head, I think that. Either she had you followed. She was suspicious.
Right. I said that all along. All these years I said someone followed him.
She was suspicious. And your scheme, your brilliant plan was just more icing on the cake. Like she was like, oh, there's definitely something up. So rather than allay her fears or suspicions, it actually compounded them. So now she had her own scheme going. She's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to either have someone follow you, or she was going to do it herself. I think she did it herself. Then she,
that makes it even
had
worse.
Her plan.
We never speculated that.
And then
she actually followed you. We always thought that she had somebody else follow him. I still think somebody else, one of her girlfriends followed him. I don't think she did it.
Do you know what the handwriting was? That her handwriting?
Yeah, whose handwriting was it on the note?
I never really thought about whose hand, it looked like it was her handwriting.
Yeah. I think she did it. I think she followed you.
Yeah, I think she followed me. Till this day, I think back. I said, I wasn't looking in my rearview mirror. I wasn't even thinking about anybody following me.
No, you weren't looking back. You were looking straight ahead.
Yeah. Right. So I think that she followed you. And then I think she followed you to the girl's house, too. Like, I think she parked her car.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this is not hard for a woman to do. This is... no problem. And then she snuck behind you. You're oblivious because you're like, I'm going to Virginia Beach. I had such a great plan.
Right,
I'm so smart.
Right.
And you're not even thinking like, oh, I should look around, check around.
Right,
no. You're just
it's
full steam ahead. And she sees you where you're going. She's watching. sees you leave, because you didn't come back for the weekend. So that was, she had time to go home. And,
oh,
you know,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah. She wrote that note and like, all right, now I wait like a spider right, in the right. web. Yes. Wow. Yes. Amazing.
Gut wrenching, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But
every episode, mm-hmm. Racer X that I've had, I always go with pre-consumed notions of how it's going to go and what I'm going to present to the viewers, to the listeners, and I always learn something because I never speculated or even considered what you just said.
That's a no-brainer, I think.
And that's, you know, that's the male and female. You know, we think and perceive and understand situations totally opposite.
Mm-hmm. Really. I agree. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. from that situation, now I've learned to never, ever underestimate a woman's intuition.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, Rachel Axel. Not a man alive can outthink a woman.
No way.
Got that right, Speed. That's for sure. You can't.
I'm so glad you come to realize
now
that.
You call me Speed. We're at the end of the episode now. So, wow. Oh, my God. So, I learned something again. So this is a good episode. Wow. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I thank Racer X for coming on and exposing himself,
yes.
giving that tutelage to all the young players out there. Don't do what he did.
Yes.
Listen to their friend who's trying to give them better advice. And
hopefully their friend is more wise.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm flummoxed. I don't know what else to say. But,
so I guess the moral of this story is like Speed said, when your friend is giving you good advice when it comes to your woman, as far as cheating or not cheating, 10 times out of 10, take your friend's advice.
It's not going to work. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
And that's why you're friends for 25 years.
That's right.
Actually, longer.
Right, oh, right, longer. Longer. Okay. Right.
Thank you, Ms. Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate you for not lambasting us because I thought you were going to let us have it more than you did. But you gave us some pearls of wisdom to learn.
I tried.
And maybe, just maybe, yeah. you have learned some pearls of wisdom yourself to help the ladies out there.
Nah.
Okay. Well, I tried.
It just confirmed her belief yes. how dumb we are.
That served for purpose, too.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, guys. We did another one. Rulers, we out. Until we meet again, please see love in others so others see love in you.
You've been listening to the 90-10 Rule. Visit us online today at the 90-10rule.com.